I'll say something on the Torah. Yesterday's Torah says, Vayishlach Yeshua binun shnai manoshim meraglim cheresh lemor. The Gemara darshans that he sent these spies, the two meraglim, which were Yeshua the Kolev, and they disguised themselves as selling pots. Cheresh is loshim cheresh. Their pots were with cheresh. And that's how they came into Eretz Yisrael. People should think that they're locals selling pots. They shouldn't see that they're different people, they're other people. Why were they disguised as selling pots? I was thinking because the Gros says in the Agodas and Brochas in the Sugyas of the dreams, it says there's different chalomos that tell us different messages. There's three shlomos, three things that a person would see in a dream, and it's a simon of shalom. The bird, the river, and the kettle. The bird is, if you see the bird in a cholom, it's a simon of shalom, because there's a passage that birds are simon of shalom. Or if you see the river, kenor shalom. And a pot, kasev kentish pos shalom aleinu. So the Gros says that out of these three, the biggest osa shalom, the biggest peacemaker, is the pot, because underneath is the fire, on top is the water. Water and fire never go together, but the pot brings them both together, it cooks. So if so, there's a Ravid. The Ravid says in Ilchus Melochim, the Rambam says, the Rambam mentions that Yeshua, before the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, he sent three letters. First he sent a letter, whoever wants to fight could fight, whoever wants to go, then sent a letter, whoever wants to leave should leave. And then they sent also a letter, whoever wants to make peace could make peace. And the Rambam says that they could make peace even if they went into Eretz Yisrael. And the Givonim just made a mistake, they didn't know about it. But the Ravid says that they were only able to make peace before they came into Eretz Yisrael. Once the Eden came into Eretz Yisrael, there was no peacemaking. So, if so, we could say that that's why Yeshua sent the spies disguised as people who sell pots, to give a remnant that this is your last chance to make peace. Just like the pot is the one who makes peace. Now's your last chance. Once we come in, no pots and no peacemaking.